Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. And thank you for visiting my site. Thank you for checking it out. And remember, there are thousands, count them, thousands of archives of past shows. There are actually now over 1,000 articles of things that I've written, things that my Brain Trust members have written, and lots of good stuff there. You can find out more about our Brain Trust there. You can find out about their resources. You can see some of the things that they have to offer, the books that they have to offer that we certainly recommend to you, or they wouldn't be a member of our Brain Trust if we didn't. So I hope you'll check that out at jbsba.com. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a good friend of ours. He's the director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he did something really important on our behalf yesterday, and I'm going to get him to tell us about it. Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, and it was great to see you last week. By the way, folks, last week when I was down in Boca Raton working with the folks at Office Depot, Giovanni was having their small business, one of their small business gatherings down there in at the same property. That was the second year in a row. So it was good to see you last week, Giovanni.
Oh, that was fantastic. There was a lot of energy, a lot of small business owners that were voicing their opinions and really solving some of the hardest problems that we face here as a small business.
Folks, one of the things that I have recommended to you, in fact, it was in the in a recent newsletter when I talked about one of the resolutions that I recommended to you, is that you focus on public policy. And I encouraged all of us who are so busy making payroll that we don't have time to really become part of the in a direct way, part of the public policy debate. I encouraged all of us to find an organization or more than one organization that we can support that hires professionals, that has professionals on board who advocate for us. And Giovanni Cortolo is one of those people. And Giovanni, yesterday you carried some, you did some heavy lifting for us in front of the House Small Business Committee. And I want you to set the stage for us. Tell us tell us about the room, how big it was, how many people were there, who was there, and what you said.
Well, it was a real honor to represent small businesses. Probably one of my biggest honors that you can ever have is to be in a hearing room and testify at a congressional hearing. The room itself is well done. It has chandeliers and long drapes, probably 150 people in attendance, and you have a long table with four or five people that are testifying, and then, of course, you have the dais, which has probably about a dozen congressmen, and all of them are on the House Small Business Committee, so they're all very focused on seeing what they can do for small business.
Chaired by Congressman Don Manzullo of Illinois, as I remember.
Oh, he's been a terrific chairman.
He's a great
chairman.
Advocate for us, isn't he?
He sure has, and he is a breath of fresh air on that committee because every week he is having a hearing on something that affects small business. It was a great honor to be there, and this was something that was near and dear to all of our hearts, is the major small business priorities for 2005. And based on that was Congressman Keller, who has a House resolution on what he has termed the Small Business Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Those rights are very basic to the survival of all small businesses, and they're very simple. There are four basic principles that are the cornerstone of this, and that's the right to join together to purchase affordable health care, the right to be able to pass on family-owned businesses to those upon your death, and the right to be free from frivolous lawsuits, and the right to be free from unnecessary restrictive regulations and paperwork. Four basic rights that you would think that would affect all small businesses, and you would think that would be easy to pass through a House to get a sense of the House of Representatives.
Well, there are people listening to you, Giovanni, who are saying, why wouldn't anybody want us to have those things?
Well,
But there are people who don't want us to have those things, aren't there?
Oh, I agree. What occurred during the hearing was not so much any controversy on those rights, although there seemed to be underlying spirit that there are some people that feel that these may not be true, but they wanted to add a lot of superfluous items on there that, I shouldn't say superfluous, other items that may not affect every small business.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly dilutes the intention of this Bill of Rights.
Right.
Although things such as access to capital are important to small business, I think in some cases it could be deemed as an entry rather than a survival.
And this was H.R. 21, H.R. Resolution 21.
I'm sorry, 22. Resolution 22.
22,
right.
I misspoke, 22. And tell us the congressman's name again.
Congressman Keller.
Keller.
He's from Florida.
Okay. Good for him.
12th District of Florida.
What are the chances of getting this resolution passed?
Well, and I don't know that it will actually pass in its present form. There's some sentiment that people want to add items to it that may, in fact, dilute it somewhat.
The Senate, Ted Kennedy, is going to want to stick a minimum wage bill on it.
Well, there's going to be a lot of I don't know that they would they'd certainly try to attach anything to any moving piece of legislation, but this is more of a resolution. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it doesn't have a force of law. It's more of a sense of the House, and it's important. It's important to pass only from the standpoint that I often say that small business tends to be everyone's priority on Congress, but it's always not their first priority.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do. This resolution would raise the sense to its first small business to its first priority.
Right. Well, I like the sound of that. Now, you testified as well, didn't you?
I sure did.
Tell us what you said.
Well, I told them that all the polls that we have here at the chamber shows that these four items are the highest four polled items in the minds of our small business membership.
Mm-hmm.
Regulation is just something that small businesses are drowning in. Frivolous lawsuits is something that, it's not only the cost of the lawsuit, but it's the emotional drain on a small business that gets hit with these lawsuits.
Absolutely. Giovanni, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the four key areas, as Giovanni testified, before Congress, before the House Senate, the House Small Business Committee yesterday. We're going to give you to tell us about that. And we're going to talk about something that happened that was really good this week. And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Cannot be denied.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And Giovanni, give us your website, please.
www.uschamber.com.
And folks, I encourage you to check out their website. And you also have an outstanding publication that comes out monthly when you become a member of the chamber. And you can join. You become a subscriber of that publication, and Giovanni, you guys are working very closely with local chambers, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. We have 2,800 local chambers that are our members, and we drill down to the local mom and pops. We have individual small businesses that are our members. We like to think of ourselves as a huge umbrella that really is a voice for business, especially small business on Capitol Hill.
Well, I want to get back to what your testimony in a minute, in just a second. But before we do, I want to give you a big high five, because my audience knows the first of the week I was kind of going off on what I was worried about with regard to minimum wage. I was afraid there was going to be an increase in minimum wage, which I think is a big mistake. I think it's unnecessary. Minimum wage is an entry level wage. It's not a wage that people should expect to make a living for the rest of their lives on. And so thanks to the efforts of the U.S. Chamber and other organizations, that did not pass this week, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. We actually heard your broadcast and made us work even harder because we said, gee whiz, we can't let you down.
You can't
I know
let
it's going to be on the show today.
Good for you. But, Good for you, Giovanni.
Well, there was two amendments to the bankruptcy legislation that's moving through Congress, and one of them was by Kennedy from Massachusetts
right.
to raise the minimum wage from $5.15 to $7.25.
And this he goes to bed thinking about that, and he wakes up thinking about
that. Oh, my goodness. He just won't get off of it. Well, he tries to attach it to everything, and it failed 49 to 46. Then we had another amendment by Rick Santorum, and in many cases people don't realize, but you have to have some procedural amendments to just to safeguard a lot of vulnerable senators and congressmen in different seats, and that was to raise the minimum wage by $1.10 to $6.25. That failed. Also, I should add, there was a lot of sweeteners in that bill. In other mm-hmm. words, offsets to help small businesses. So that was kind of a way to, if we were going to have a minimum wage, let's help those that it's going to hurt. That failed 61 to 38.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I wanted to congratulate you guys on that success. Giovanni, let's get back to your testimony. You talked to them about four key things, right? Health care, tax relief,
frivolous lawsuits.
Regulations and lawsuits.
That's correct. The one thing that certainly pops up high on everyone's agenda, and it's top, is health care. And, you know, people don't realize this, but we pay, as a nation, almost 15% of our GDP mm-hmm. For health care costs. And that's way above all the other industrialized nations. It's 9 or 10% of other nations. And, you know, this gives us a competitive disadvantage, and small businesses generally are put right in the middle. They can't
right.
afford to provide that for themselves and their employees.
Especially with the increases, many companies, you know, if they get to the point where they can establish a health care program for their employees, they're not ready for the 11% increase in the next year.
No.
And the solution that you guys are pointing out is association health plans, right?
Well, that's one step in the right direction, and it's not going to be a total solution, but why shouldn't small businesses have the same right that big businesses
right.
do?
And by the way, Giovanni, I'll remind the audience that when I was in your building 6 or 8 months ago moderating a panel, we polled the audience, a couple hundred folks, we polled the audience about what they thought were the top four areas, and without any prompting at all, basically these four areas were on the top of their list.
They were, and I let them know that at the hearing. I said all our polls, especially at the summit, these are the four top areas.
Right.
It would seem very easy to get this passed, but it's not going to be that way.
Tax relief is another one. Thank goodness we've got some good tax reforms. We need to make those permanent, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. People don't realize when small businesses have more of their money to invest, they invest it in people and jobs.
They put it back in the business.
They do. They do. I talk
it's
to
capital.
A small...
It's not just income to them that they're going to go spend. It's capital to grow their business.
It's capital. I talked to a small business owner yesterday, and she said, when I don't get a paycheck, it all goes right back into the company.
Right. That's the truth. And, of course, regulations, and we've talked about that before. I want to move over to lawsuits, which is number four, and we've had a little success, haven't we, in the last couple of weeks?
Well, we did, and it was a long, hard battle, but we got class action passed. So many small businesses were being swept up in a lot of class action suits that actually provided no benefit to the victims, mm-hmm. just coupons. But the small businesses were being swept up so that these class action suits could provide the right venue or get into the right courts that would allow these multi-billion-dollar judgments. People don't realize there's a tort tax of $845 for every man, woman, and child in this country that depresses our ability to compete nationally.
A lot of that's frivolous lawsuits. And so we had some success that the class action was taken, moved to the federal courts, and that's going
right.
to be a great thing. Giovanni, we've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Giovanni, thanks for the good work you're doing up there. Quick break, right back with our friend Sam Reese. After these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.